Hey, on 90.5 WICN, the music that you're hearing features our guest today, Candace Springs. Coming from an album, The Passion of Charlie Parker, it's Donnie McCaslin on the saxophone. So excited to bring the pianist, vocalist, Candace Springs, hailing from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I have played a few tracks from a number of your albums, and so many stand out. In particular, The Woman Who Raised Me, I opened up earlier today with the Nina Simone. I put a spell on you, and you really put a spell. Well, you put a spell on that. It's a nice little twist going on in that piece.
Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of an arrangement of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata and a little bit of Screamin' Jay, you know, the classics. But ultimately, Nina Simone, like, how would she play it? You know, how she did a little classical and jazz and kind of was a hybrid in music. I'm trying to channel what would Nina do on this if she was to arrange it in this kind of way, you know?
You know, I love that, Candace, because my comment was going to be, you know, your imagination is running rampant through your music. It really is pretty clear. You got a whole lot going on perspective-wise in how you're presenting and arranging.
Thank you. That means a lot, man. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Like, I mean, we hear you grew up in Nashville, you know, music capital. I just wonder how you got into the music. I mean, I guess family, but was it school or was it outside of school? What all was going on to bring you to this place you're at now?
It's kind of a long journey, but definitely started from my father, Scat Springs. He's passed away this past December, so I'm missing him a lot, but he was really the root of me getting into music. And he was a singer, and, you know, he had a residence downtown Nashville, and he was more of a local performer, so he'd do, like, a bunch of weddings and just any kind of shows or events and hold it down. He would be, like, the only one to get people up and dancing, so they'd call him back all the time.
No kidding.
But he was a soul funk singer, pop, and he could sing country. Hell, he sang back up all the, from Garth Brooks to Vince Gill to Faith Hill, all those folks. Aretha Franklin, Brian McKnight, Michael McDonald. So I got to brag on my pops a little bit, you know.
R.I.P. your dad. My condolences.
Thank you.
And I'm looking at some of his accolades, you know. He sung over 1,000 jingles. I see Chaka Khan here on the list.
Yep, Chaka. Yep.
I see Kid Rock.
Yeah,
I see Patti LaBelle. I mean, really, so you're right. It's like a range, and it's almost like the colors of jazz here. I play a little bit of everything, the truth be told, and
that's
I'm a
awesome.
Little bit country myself. I mean, I not to make it about me, but my tie to Nashville only came once when I visited, took a road trip with my mother, with my family in my adulthood, and the number one thing on our mind was boots and barbecue.
Ah, all right. You went to the right place. Yep.
But I love that about your dad and his influence on this horizon, this wide range that you bring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Yeah, if it wasn't for him, I don't know like how long it would have taken me to figure out music, but he really pushed me. And it started out with a tiny little keyboard that would play a little melody back. I think it was Canon and D was one of the songs. I was picking it back, and he's like, you might have a musical ear. But then, you know, years went by, and I was about 10 years old when we had obtained this old piano that we were holding for a friend that fell on hard times, and she couldn't keep it in her place. They were being basically evicted, sadly, but and so we stored this old piano, and I started picking on it, and I had heard Moonlight Sonata of all the songs. And my dad heard me playing it. He's like, you want lessons, baby girl? And I was like, yeah. So he called up the Wooten brothers, if you're familiar with them. The most popular is Victor Wooten, who plays, you know, Bela Fleck.
Wow.
And Joe Wooten, who plays with the Steve Miller Band and all that. But they all live here in Nashville. So the oldest brother, Reggie, who taught all his brothers, took me in and started teaching me piano and showed me my first jazz chord, like a sus chord, and I fell in love. I was like, what's this?
Wow, really?
So yeah, and that's kind of where that opened up. And singing came a little bit later, around I was 13 or so. And my dad handed me a Nina Simone record and Nora Jones, Diana Krall, and Ella Fitzgerald. The list goes on. Roberta Flack to... I got lessons, you know, Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday, all the classics.
That's pretty amazing. I just played the Nora Jones duet.
Yeah, she's my favorite. I just saw her not too long ago. She did a show here in Nashville, and I got to go say hey to her backstage. It's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. She just played at Newport, but I caught you at Newport a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Yeah. Mm. That was awesome. Yes.
And that
I
was.
I want to go back there again.
Oh my gosh. That was a really special set. Yeah. You performing, I mean, it's pretty phenomenal.
Christian McBride was holding the host part, so he did the introduction.
Candace, you have sort of quietly been on the come up. I say quietly, but the reality is it's not been quiet. It really, when we look at the work that you've done, pretty phenomenal. I want to tell you that Hall & Oates played a little community college here in Worcester back in the late 70s. I want to say, and to see you performing with Daryl Hall and being at home with Daryl, this is amazing. This to me, you know, the songbook of our lives, and then there you are, this thread that's weaving us all together.
That makes me feel great. Thank you. It's definitely been a long journey. It's hard work for sure. Like, you just got to grind all the time and work at it, and doors open if you pursue it.
Okay.
But you know how that goes, though. Well, everybody has a different journey.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I want to talk a little bit more with you. If you have some time, I want to play a track. And what I have up here next to play is Simple Things. I understand it's you performing with your dad in a collaborative that your dad had a hand in. I want to share with the listeners about this project.
Great. Yeah.
So let's go ahead and play the track. This will be Simple Things, and then I'll bring you back, and let's catch up on this music.
Okay, sounds good.
A 90.5 WICM, Bonnie Johnson bringing you the colors of jazz. We're talking with phenomenal vocalist and performer Candace Spring. She'll be coming in for Boston Jazz Fest next Saturday afternoon. Bring your lawn chairs right out on the pier. We'll be there at the Fish Pier at the Seaport. Pretty easy to find the stage at the intersection of D Street. And I love the way the tune brings in the children's voices here on 90.5 WICN, a tune called Simple Things from an album entitled My Name is Sheba. But the interesting twist is the podcast that goes with. And Candace, a little bit of background. That was your dad?
Yes, that was my father. Yeah. I remember when I first started writing that song, I was about 17 years old, and I was sitting in my room with my keyboard, just kind of playing those B-flat major 7 chords, you know, going back and forth. And I was like, I want to start something like my falsetto for fun. And I was just kind of singing around. And my dad walked in, overheard, and he was like, you got something there. You have something there. Keep going. Oh. And so I kept going, and then I took kind of more to a bluesy place, or, you know, further into the song. And then my dad got with Monroe Jones, who's an amazing producer. He's produced all kinds of albums. And so he's the one that made the podcast as well and came up with this amazing storyline on that. So anyway, I just remember we had a great time making My Name is Sheba album. And it's kind of on the DL in a way. Like, we didn't promote it big time, but I appreciate you playing stuff on that. So it means a lot. We kind of released it just suddenly after my father passed in honor of him.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, I've been digging in, and as it said, you know, like binge watching, I've been binge listening to My Name is Sheba. And for folks who are hearing this, get the album, but find the podcast, MyNameIsSheba.com. And it's a fictional story. I just wonder if any of that story relates to you, or is it just so happened? I mean, there's elements, right?
Slightly similar, and some of it's not. So, I think I've never had kids or anything like that.
Yeah,
some of it has its channeling for sure, and ideas of because adventures and music business and stuff.
Yeah, and here's the thing, awesome. Candace. Many people who are fans and are aware of you may not know that you paint and draw. And I saw a clip from Access TV where you were showing some of your artwork. Billie Holiday, Jimi Hendrix, some really amazing pieces.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Yes, I saw John when I was about maybe 2 or 3 years old. My mom has some paintings that I did even when I was that old. You can actually kind of tell what the objects are in the pictures. I was like, okay, not bad for a three-year-old, I guess. But anyway, fast forward, I've been drawing. At one point, because I love music, but my other passion is cars. I love the design of cars, the bodies, and how they look on them. And I was going to go into automotive design at one point, go up to Michigan and go to college and learn all about it. It's like such an extreme difference. But then I ended up getting an offer with music, and I kind of followed that dream. So
Okay, so music got in the way. So now the, you know, you're not tinkering with cars. You're actually, you know, building them out, repairing them. I've seen videos. I've seen you riding your Jeep, a Jeep girl. For many years, I owned a few Jeeps, you know.
Oh, we're friends. Yep. Anybody likes Jeeps, so we can be buddies. So. Yeah, I'm a big-time Jeep girl. I love off-roading. It's so much fun. It really is.
And so that exploration into car, repair car building, where did that come from? Is it just something you picked
up? Around the same time I started drawing, around 3 years old, I remember my dad took me to an old store that we used to have chain called Kmart over here. Mm-hmm. And he let me pick out a little Matchbox car, and it was a Thunderbird. And I still have that little car today. And fast forward several years later, I mean, now I have a bunch of real ones. It's awesome. So cars are just another form of art to me, the way they sound, the way they drive. So it takes me to a place that's just kind of like how music does. It takes me to another realm of living that you can't really explain unless you you really get it. There's some people
Yeah, well, what a range of interests. I mean, you really, truly are a Renaissance woman. This is, you know, think of that lady. What'd they call her? The Riveter? Yeah, you would be the 21st century doing your thing. I mean, really. I'm trying to find the connection to, you know, like we say, math and music and, well, cars and building, and, you know, it makes me think of, like, video games. I know my nephew has been big into these games where you can build the car, you know, pick the colors and pick, like, these really amazing vehicles.
They're fun.
I don't know. I see you, like, being involved with something like that, bringing your voice into... That might be a sort of a fun thing. I don't know.
I would love that.
Be kind of cool, you know, Candace Springs voice in the.
I've done a couple little car combo music things in the past. So.
Oh, you have? Okay. Yeah.
I'm always ready for more. So.
Really interesting, Candace. You got it going on. I want to play more music for folks. I'm Bonnie Johnson, bringing you the colors of Candace Springs Jazz. Several albums in your pocket. And there's a question that I love to ask all my guests. So I'm going to stop here and ask you now, because I know you're a painter and all of that. But what color is influencing your day? Is there a particular color that you love or that you like to share with the listeners?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. But I find myself always drawn to the color red. And, blue is always one of everybody's favorites. But I don't know. Red just stands out. For me, it's a driving color.
Okay.
I've got a red Corvette, so I like Prince. And you got to give a little salute for him. That's right why I got it. I was like a little salute to my boy. So rest in peace.
And you met Prince. You knew Prince.
Yeah. I used to hang out with him sometimes. And I'm actually wearing my Purple Rain shirt in honor of him. So
OMG. Thinking of my sister, who's a humongous fan of Prince. And, you know, you talk about cars. My sister has a Western boot collection.
Wow.
Like a whole hutch. You know how you put dishes in your hutch?
Yeah.
She has Western boots in her hutch.
That's too cool. I bet it looks amazing, too.
It really does. It's so cool. Seriously. So shout out to my sister, Eileen, and I'm going to play a little Prince for her and you today.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, you know, and again, the women who speaking up, speaking of the women who raised me, I heard Sade is also one of your faves.
Ooh, yes. Sade. Don't get me started, girl. I love little Sade.
Okay, so this is cool. You know, I love that you're like the next generation holding it down and bringing your voice here. I wonder if you'd comment on, I just heard Roberta Flack will be, they're bringing up a documentary on Roberta Flack. Did you hear about that?
I think I have heard about that. That's awesome.
Isn't that
awesome?
I really want
to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to meet her or no?
That's one on my bucket list. I have not had a chance to meet her yet.
Yeah, you got to meet her. She's got to meet you. And on that note, there's a documentary that goes with your album. Again, I have to admit, you know, I did not realize that until coming to this place and bringing you here to 90.5. I love the documentary that parallels the album. And working with Mark Carey. Mark Carey's been here on Colors of Jazz
a few years ago. Best dude. He's so talented, too. Get the guy.
So when you come into Boston on Saturday, you bringing your girl band? Who will be playing with you?
It'll mostly actually be a solo gig on this.
Oh, it's a solo gig. Okay.
Yeah. I'll have one of my buddy, a musician, too, but a dear friend of mine. His name is Theo Griffin. He's going to be accompanying me with a bass and some drum and a little vocal. So we're going to turn it out.
Okay.
Give you guys a nice show.
All right. Well, I love that, but I do love the fact that you have a girl band. I mean, this is
a big deal in the
jazz world. Yeah. So I'm going to do one more track here, bringing you the colors.
Hey, guys, I'm Candace Springs. You're listening to The Colors of Jazz with Bonnie Johnson on 90.5 WICN Jazz Plus for New England.
That's Candace with a K.
That's right.
You got it. You know, and this is The Colors of Jazz, Colors with a C.
I love that. Yes. Thank you for supporting jazz.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I feel honored to be on your show. Thank you so much.
So you're coming in for Boston Jazz Fest. Are you a seafood eater? Because you got to make sure you eat some good seafood.
A little bit. I'm starting to kind of get turned on to it a little more as I go. So you'll have to show me where the best place to hit.
There's so much great food. There's a North End Italian food. And
oh, yeah.
You've been to Boston, though.
Colors and some other places.
You were just up at Jimmy's, I think.
Yeah, both venues are just amazing. Great people and good crowd every time. So I always look forward to coming to Boston. I'm really looking forward to this event coming up.
Yeah.
So thanks for, you know, promoting it and all that. So we're going to try to give you a great show, and we're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Candace, go ahead and get your afternoon back. I'm going to be playing a few good tracks for the listeners, and a couple of them will be your favorite artists because I'm feeling inspired.
Awesome.
Here on The Colors of Jazz, we will see you on Saturday.
Sounds good. I'll see you guys there.
All right. Thanks so much again.
No problem.
Okay. Bye now.